Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Tuesday, January 27th. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our news headlines this afternoon, Prime Minister Skerrett dispels sickness rumors. Calls made for Grenada to abolish the death penalty, corporal punishment and abortion laws. And survivors mark a 70th anniversary Auschwitz camp liberation. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. The details coming up.
Your style, your taste, your look. As individual as you are. Find the furniture piece that's right for you. Only at Quartz. Choose from our wide selection of fresh new designs, luxurious comfort, and contemporary elegance. Best of all, it's more affordable than you think. So create the room that's all about you. Come into Quartz today, where furniture is fashionable. Quartz, bringing value home.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett has dismissed claims that he is sick and was hospitalized. He told the state-owned DBS Radio that this is a malicious rumor, and it is rather unfortunate that there are elements in Dominica who would engage in such evil practice. He has confirmed that he is very well and has not been hospitalized.
I am not ill. I am not sick. I am very, very well. And the way that these people are talking about this is, you know, as if it's a factual thing. If the Prime Minister of Dominica or any country is hospitalized, I can assure you that there will be a formal statement coming from the cabinet indicating such. And until you hear a statement coming from the office of the Prime Minister is hospitalized, and that's not the case at all. It is a malicious statement. I pray for those who continue to call for my illness. And I will say that when you ask for something on somebody, you will very well get it before the person gets it. I can say to you that those who are calling for my illness will fall ill before me, and those who are calling for my death will die before me. So it's okay if they feel that they are gaining any recognition or popularity by continuously calling on my sickness or my illness. Then it's a matter for them. Those who seek to dig a pit for somebody will certainly fall in it, as the Bible says and as Bob Marley says.
These speculations appear to be based on the Prime Minister's lack of public appearances following the December 8th general election. The Prime Minister says he has been focused on the implementation of significant projects for Dominica.
I am very focused on the mandate that the people of Dominica have given to me. I have taken this mandate very seriously, and I do not want to disappoint the people in any way. So I've been focusing a lot on getting projects moving where there are stumbling blocks, get those stumbling blocks out of the way. So I've been focusing heavily on project implementation. We are seeing some progress, and we know where the issues are to be addressed. We're making some progress. But on the issue of my illness and me being hospitalized in Jamaica, in Texas, maybe being flown into Miami, it's unfortunate. But some of my supporters actually came to the office today to look for me, to make sure that I'm okay, because they're hearing so many things. So I want to say to my well-wishers and my supporters that I am very, very well.
The Dominica Evangelical Association, DAEC, has appointed a new interim president. At a special meeting of its executive held earlier this month, Pastor Arlington Wilson was officially appointed vice president. In his capacity as vice president, he has been mandated to act in the interim as president until the annual general meeting is held at the end of his financial year. Pastor Wilson replaces Pastor Marcus Francis, who has tendered his resignation from the association. Pastor Francis was appointed as new president following the death of Bishop Michael Bill Daniel, who held the position at the time of his passing. According to a release, Pastor Wilson, currently shepherding the flock at the Layu Christian Union Church, has served in several churches of the assembly around the island for over 34 years. He has held several positions on the DAEC executive, the most recent being that of executive member. His contribution to the development of the association continues to be invaluable. The other members of the executive are Mrs. Anthea Joseph, secretary, Pastor Cecil Joseph, treasurer, Mrs. Clementina Monroe, assistant secretary, treasurer, Pastor Kennedy Dupuy, member, and Pastor Francois Maxime, member. With a view to making Dominica the destination of choice for persons with a vision for good health, happiness, and longevity, Dominica Heritage Education Research Broadcasting Services, DHERBS, believe Dominica is uniquely positioned to realize this vision. DHERBS is a collaboration of herbal and wellness practitioners in Dominica committed to empowering groups and individuals through education and research on the effective uses and benefits of the island's natural resources. Deja is a herbal physician with Roots Herbal, who says collaborating to increase natural health awareness for generations to come will form part of a historical health and wellness presentation showcasing Dominica's indigenous knowledge, herbal products, literature, and education at the UE Open Campus on January 31st.
We cannot repeat ESC. We don't want to be people that catch words by the road and repeat it ignorantly, because that is a problem we want to extinguish as much as we can. We may not have enough extinguishers to hold that fire that have been created so wide, far and wide, but we know that we can, we are part and parcel, you know, with this solution. So we have to educate ourselves on the topics that we choose to speak about. As a herbal practitioner, I have been in this field for over a decade now. And it is my solemn duty to really bring out the information that I've gathered over the years to the public. Likewise, my brother Jamie, and I must say by extension, there are two other members that is not present with us. It's a group of four. We have our humble brother JT, you know. We have a sister, Amma, you know.
Yeah.
And JT is into agriculture. The sister is into natural healing, Reiki, you know. So it's really a cluster of forces coming together, you know, with one objective, to educate our people.
Work is expected to commence soon on the upgrade of the water supply system in Bellevue Chopin. This was confirmed by the Honorable Parliamentary Representative for the Pitted Savan constituency, Dr. Kenneth Darrow. Dr. Darrow says Cabinet has already granted approval for the project in that area. It's developing to quite an affluent and quickly expanding community. It's a real beautiful real estate in Bellevue Chopin with beautiful views of Mont Anglais, Roseau, and the Caribbean Sea to the south. So it is fast growing, and I'm very pleased to announce that we, the Cabinet, and the Caribbean Development Bank under the Basic Needs Trust Fund 7 have approved funds for the upgrade of this water project, said Dr. Darrow. He added, I have already been advised that preliminary works have started on the social and environmental impact assessment, and I'm really hoping that we can start actual work very soon. Director of the Whitey Kubali Dance Theatre Company, Raymond Lawrence, is expressing appreciation to the private sector in the staging of this year's Miss Teen Dominica pageant. The group has been organizing this pageant for 38 years this year, and Lawrence says a public assistance is needed in meeting the cost associated with putting on a show of this magnitude.
Really want to thank our private sector, because without them, it's difficult and very challenging to be able to stage a show like that, because you have those mounting costs, as I said. Every year, you know, it's getting a little more expensive. It's not just the girls alone, it's the whole preparing of the venue with the chairs and everything, security, the cleaning, they're all kind, the publicity and promotion and ticket, all kinds of costs.
Seven secondary schools on island are participating in this year's pageant, scheduled for February 8, 2015 at the Windsor Park Stadium. A United Nations committee is urging Grenada to abolish the death penalty, corporal punishing, and decriminalize abolition, as well as signing the Convention Against Torture, that is abortion. Grenada Monday made a presentation to the 21st session of the Universal Periodic Review, now being held at the United Nations office in Geneva. Senior Crown Counsel at the Ministry of Legal Affairs, Robert Branch, presented Grenada's report, during which he gave a comprehensive review of legislative changes with regards to human rights which occurred since Grenada's 2010 Universal Periodic Review. The Universal Periodic Review, UPR, is a process which involves a periodic review of the human rights records of all 193 UN member states. The UPR is a significant innovation of the Human Rights Council, which is based on equal treatment for all countries. And some 300 Auschwitz survivors have returned to the site of the Nazi death camp in southern Poland to mark 70 years since its liberation. Some 1.1 million people, the vast majority Jews, were killed there between 1940 and 1945 when advancing Soviet troops liberated it. Ceremonies are underway at the site in the presence of foreign dignitaries. It is expected to be the last major anniversary event survivors are able to attend in considerable numbers. And that's this afternoon's midday news package, but first a recap of our headlines. Prime Minister Skara dispels the sickness rumors. Calls made for Grenada to abolish a death penalty, corporal punishment and abortion laws. And survivors mark 70th anniversary Auschwitz camp liberation. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Accords Dominica Limited. On behalf of the entire Q95 team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.